in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Amen. Did anyone bring more than just a song today? Did anybody bring a hallelujah? Glory, glory. Did anybody bring a praise to the Lord, God of our salvation today? Thank you, Lord. Did anybody come with hands lifted up, heart open wide, saying, come on in, God, and have your way in my life, in my heart, in my mind? Oh, thank you, Lord. Did anybody come today with some issues? Hey, he said, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. Amen. Hey, I came with more than a song today. I came looking for a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for another day that you've made, Father. We come to you, Lord, weary, wounded, and sad sometimes. But also, God, we come to you with a heart of praise, a heart of worship, and a hallelujah down in our soul. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you from where you brought us from. Thank you, God. We bless your name on today. So, Father, have your way. Be glorified in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated. Amen. And we don't have to sit down. We can just take a little lap around the church. Amen. Get out there, dance in the rain. Because this is the day the Lord has made. And I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Do you know we have so much to be thankful for? Amen. God has been good, good, good to us. Let me break it personal. He's been good, good, good to me. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. When I just look over my life and think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed and I have a testimony. Look what the Lord has done. Look where he brought me from. Brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, I'm not talking about what I heard now. I'm talking about what I know. See, I know God is good. I know him to be a healer. Know him to be a deliverer. Know him to be my joy and my peace in the midst of the storm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, he reveals himself to us. Amen. And he's a keeper. Jesus. See, he's able to keep what I have committed him to him unto that day. Thank you. God knows those who are his. He knows those who belong to him. Thank you, Lord. And I'm just so glad. I'm just so grateful today. Hallelujah. Little old me. My Father is the creator of the universe. He's so concerned about me. Over in the midnight hour, he's concerned about me. When trials come my way, he's right there. He's speaking a word of fear not. I'm talking about when things get real scary, he says, fear not. This is the God we serve. Yes. I thank God today. I'm glad I haven't joined no club. I haven't joined the Moose Lodge or none of that stuff. But I've joined in with Jesus. Yes. Amen. I'll take Jesus for mine. Yes. You can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Goodbye, world. I'm gone. Woo. I can sing a new song. There's a new sheriff in town. And his name is Jesus. Is there anything too hard for our God? Woo, have he shown himself mighty to you? My God, thank you, Lord. We didn't just bring a song. Thank God for the songs. But God, here we are. Here we are today to worship you, Lord. To praise your holy name. To worship you, God. To rest in your sweet embrace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. If you just begin to think about it. Amen. You remember when young preachers, especially on this side of the track, would get up and say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I read in God's word that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Yeah. The righteous run in and they're safe. Woo, the world can't do me no harm. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All power is in his hand. What a powerful name it is. Thank you, Lord. What a powerful name it is. I can call on Jesus and he'll answer prayer. Amen. Have you ever called on him in your time of trouble? Praise the Lord. Do you know he's a right now God? Now, sometimes he may say, wait, but there's other times where he just moves on your behalf. Ooh, thank you, God. I was falling out of a ceiling one time, and all I know is the workers say, man, we just heard you scream Jesus. And here I was hanging on to two joists, rafters in the ceiling. They had moved the 18-foot ladder, and my legs were just dangling. But God had taken some medication with drives out and went to sleep in the attic, and God spared my life. I have so much to thank my God for. And listen, it ain't just me. Everybody in here have a testimony. Everybody in here has a story to tell. Everyone in here have a calling up on your life. Amen. And a charge to tell the world how great our God is. Amen. I'm running for my life. The song says, if anybody asks you, what's the matter with you, matter with me, just tell them that I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life. Thank you, Lord. 99 and a half won't do. God, I want to give you 100. I may come short sometime, but God, I'm giving you everything I got because I love you, Lord. Amen. So, with all that being said, now I'm kind of back down to normal. The thought for the day, I can't stop now. Ooh, thank you, Lord. I wish we all had a mirror. Look in that mirror and say to yourself, I can't stop now. Ooh, I'm on a mission for my Lord. I don't care how heavy, how hard the rain come down, how strong the wind blow, how much opposition that comes my way, I can't stop now. It's just like that old airplane that takes off from LAX, spread its wings, heading for Hawaii, 6 hours over the ocean. You get halfway and you're low in fuel, ain't no need of turning around. Can't stop now, I gotta keep going. I gotta make it to my destination. I'ma waste some fuel by turning around, making a big sweep, trying to get back to where I came from. See, where I came from is ugly. Where I came from is dark. I can't stop now. I gotta move on because I heard in the word on this morning, in Power Hour, that these words are faithful and true. There's a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. Amen. Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Thank you, Lord. So I want to take us back for a moment to ancient Israel in the book of Nehemiah. I can't stop now. I just want to encourage someone today because I've been encouraging myself all week. Man, you got to keep going. No matter what the trials may be, keep on moving. Don't stop now. I'm too close to my journey right now. I'm too close to the finish line. Yeah. Don't stop now. But you know, the enemy have a way of trying to get you to stop. Distractions. Try to take your focus away from what God has called us to do. All right. Now, I'm not naive. I know that this world has some trials. Throw some hard rocks at you. Some fiery darts, see. You know, every day is not summer and spring. Jesus said in this world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Do we believe that today, that Jesus have overcome the world? Man, we are living witnesses. I know that John and Peter, they saw the risen Lord, and John said he handled him. Oh, you know, I haven't seen him, but I know he's in me. Why? Because he has given to me his spirit. He have turned my life around. Placed my feet up on solid ground. Woo, thank you, Lord. I know he's real. Real, real Jesus is real to me. I don't care who doubt him, but I can't live without him. Woo, that is why I love him so. He's so real to me. He's real. He has blessed us abundantly. Thank you, Lord. So in the book of Nehemiah, it's real interesting. You know, God has not changed. He is always the same. And what God put in place, can't nobody turn it around. You know what? God doesn't have a plan B. God have never had, oh, well, they done sinned in the garden. I got to have another plan. No, God, his plan has been straight from the jump. We're not careful. We're the ones who miss God's plan. We miss God's purpose because he said, I know the plans I have for you. Ooh, how many know that he's got a plan for you? Hallelujah. A purpose for you. You're not here by accident. And I'm not talking about here at in the house of the Lord today. I'm talking about here on this planet. I'm talking about here in this space of where we're still breathing. We can still see and hear. We can still call upon the name of the Lord. He has a purpose for us. Amen. Is anybody still alive in 2025? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So you know, Israel had been hard-headed, rebellious, stiff-necked. God, from the time that he called Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go, God has a plan. God delivered them out of Egypt, out of bondage, brought them into the promised land. And do you know folks were still complaining? It ain't, some stuff ain't changed today. Some folks are still crying. Like we say back in Oklahoma, you know, crying and got a loaf of bread under each arm. What are you crying about? Got food in the refrigerator? See, back in Oklahoma in the 50s, we didn't have refrigerators. We had ice boxes. You never heard of ice boxes, have you? Oh, yeah. All right. And you had ice houses. And go and get a big old block of ice, and even the ice man would deliver it, put it in the box. God has brought us from a mighty long way. I don't want to forget what the Lord has already done. Children of Israel, they begin to forget what God had done for them. See? And God always, he never just leave us out there without instructions. He's told us to obey him. He's told us to trust him. He told us to depend upon him. You know, and what happens when the people of God stop doing that? You become prey for the enemy. You become a sitting duck. You walk around with a big target on your back. Because see, it's something about people about those who are born again and love Jesus. You ain't cut out for the world. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and darkness and high wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places. But in Nehemiah's time, here's a man who was born in captivity. When Judah was overrun, Nebuchadnezzar came in and start taking folks down into Babylon in 586 BC and all of that crazy time. Why? Because of sin. Prophets had prophesied. If you don't straighten up, if you don't turn to God, you're going to find yourself in captivity. And God's word is true, and they found themselves in captivity. And God say, you're going to be down there for 70 years in Babylon. Every word of God is right. And they found themselves in Babylon for 70 years. And here's kind of where the story comes in. Nehemiah had been born in Babylon. Babylon fell to the Persians, right? The Medes and the Persians came in. And then we find out Artaxerxes is in charge, the one in Esther's day. And all this stuff was happening. So I want to start reading a couple of things before I get to our main text, which is in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. Because I'm talking about it, I can't stop now. So I'm praying, Lord, help me to deliver this like you gave it to me. Because I want to encourage someone today. Though trials come your way, though stuff can get real dark, don't stop now. Don't give up. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. In Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, his brothers had got word. Now, mind you, the 70 years is over. Babylon has been wiped out. The Persians are in charge. But God's people are still in a situation. And so there was three departures going back to Jerusalem. God had gave his people the green light to go back to Jerusalem just like he said he was going to do. don't ever give up on whatever God has told you he's going to do. I'm talking about told you specifically. I don't care what the world say. And so here they're going back. Here's a man who's born in captivity. And now he's under Persian rule. But he gets a word from his family, from his brothers, and he asks them, how's it looking in the homeland? Let me start reading Nehemiah 1, 3 and 4. And when he asked that question, they said to me, he says, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. You've been set free from prison. See, this is what happened to a lot of people now that gets out of these prisons. They come out here and they end up in trouble again. They end up where it looks like they're climbing up a steep hill and they don't even know how to assimilate back into society. The same enemy that's trying to destroy them is still running around. The survivors who are left from the captivity of the province are there in great distress and reproach. In short, they're being persecuted now. They've been released, going back to Jerusalem, and things do not look good. The wall of Jerusalem, they told him, is also broke down. And its gates are burned with fire. So it was, he says, this is Nehemiah, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept. Have you ever just had to sit down and cry? Have things ever been so heavy on you? He said, I sat down and wept. And listen, he said, I mourned for many days. He's hearing about what Jerusalem is looking like now. He wasn't even there when it fell, but he's identifying with the people of God. And he says, I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. Now, that's the ticket right there. How many know prayer changes things? Let's skip down to the 11th verse. He had begun to identify with the people of God. And he said, not only have the people, your people sinned, he said, my family and I have sinned. He wasn't even in the craziness in Jerusalem, but he's identifying. See, right now we look at the condition of our world, we look at the condition of our nation, and we say, what's going on? A heart get heavy. God, what's happening here? So he was enunciating, but he's identifying. See, God is able to raise up warriors for him, those who will stand for him. So listen to this. As he was praying, he said, oh, Lord, he had already given a list to God. He said, oh, Lord, please hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those of us who delight. Listen to this. In honoring you. Anybody in here delight in honoring God? It isn't a good feeling when you know you're doing all you know to serve the God of our salvation. He said in his prayer, please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it into his heart to be kind to me. This man is praying. He's praying, Lord, touch this king's heart that he'll be favorable and kind to me. That's telling me how we need to pray sometime. See, if we're not careful, we'll get mad at the world. We mad at everything. We calling them out. You know what? We need to be praying. We need to be calling upon the name of the Lord. And this is what he say. In those days, I was the king's cupbearer. What did that mean that he was the king's cupbearer? He had to taste everything before it went to the king because somebody might want the king dead. So Nehemiah, okay, king, here's your wine for the day. No, you drank it first. Here's your chicken and biscuits. No, you tasted first. He was a cupbearer. So, and he had to be recognized by the king as somebody that could be trusted, though. And so he was the king's cupbearer. So in chapter 2, verse 2, it said, therefore, now he's in front of the king. Remember, he's already prayed. Now he's in front of the king. And the king said, listen to this. Therefore, the king said to me, Why is your face sad? Uh-oh. See, in those days, if you sad in front of the, that's why they had court jesters. They had folks whose job was just to act crazy and make the king laugh. So the king said, why is your face sad since you are not sick? Listen what he said. The king kept saying, this is nothing but sorrow of heart. In short, you in front of me looking like this? So listen to what Nehemiah said. So I became dreadfully afraid. Why was he afraid? Because he knew that this man could speak the word and his head would be cut off. But he's a man of God. And he's been praying to his God. And he's been praying, touch the king's heart, cause him to be kind and favorable to me. So I became dreadfully afraid and said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire? Then the king said to me, what do you request? Here's what knocks me out, y'all. I'm gonna try to get this thing wrapped up here. So the king say, okay, what you want? Now, mind you, he's already prayed to the God of heaven. And so he's already prayed that God would touch his heart. See, the stage is already set. But look how important prayer is. He said, now he's in front of the king. He's ready to answer the king. And he says, and it says, so I prayed to the God of heaven. Do we pray in the midst of our trials? Or do we just sit there and get on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, let everybody know how terrible stuff is? Or do we call to the God of heaven? So let me just say this. I'm going to get on through this. So God touched the king and gave Nehemiah everything he could possibly need, gave him escorts, gave him stuff to build with, gave him letters to whoever might inquire what they need. And God blessed him to go back and start rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. And there were some folks there who was laughing at them, who said, it's not going to ever work. They said, even if a fox climb up on the wall, he'll knock it down. But when God is for you, tell me who can be against you. Unless the Lord build a house, the laborers labor but in vain. So we serve a God who's able to do the impossible. And so God prepared, gave them everything they needed in the midst of opposition. Even if Elder Tyrone, even he had folks working with a trowel for building the brick mortar and stuff in one hand and a sword in the other hand. They were on a mission for the Lord. We're going to build this wall because our God is with us. Hallelujah. So in the main passage today, now it happened when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arab, these are the ones who had been tormenting them this whole time. Come on, man, ain't nothing, this ain't going, y'all may well go back home. I'm saying I can't stop now. That's all I'm trying to say today. So now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no breaks left in it, though at that time I had not hung the doors in the gates, then Sanballat and Geshem, they sent a word to Nehemiah saying, come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono. Now, he probably said, oh, no. No. No thanks. See, don't you know the Spirit of God will let you know when a trap is set for you? What we have to do is make sure that we don't step into the trap. When folks are trying to bait you in, trying to steal your joy, we need to know there's a real devil that's no good, but we serve a real God who can do everything. He said, listen, and this is my point today. He said, this is what his reply was. Matter of fact, he said, so I sent messages to them saying, I am doing a great work. How many know you're doing a great work for the Lord? Listen, don't play yourself cheap. We're doing a great work for the Lord right here in this place and in our hearts and in our minds. He said, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. I don't have time to come down and talk with the enemy. I don't have time to come down thinking about stuff that have nothing to do with glorifying God. I'm doing a great work and I can't come down. He said, why, listen to what Nehemiah said, why should the work cease? Why should I stop working while I leave it and go down to you? See, but they sent, listen to this, here's what the thing was. But they sent me this message four times. You know, the enemy ain't gonna stop picking on you. And don't think that the enemy gonna stop picking on you. But one thing you need to stop doing is talking to the devil and giving credence to the devil and talking about all the devil is doing. We need to talk about what God is doing, what he has done and what he's going to do. And he said, but they sent this message four times and I answered them in the same way. I can't come down. I'm doing a great work here. I can't come down. Right. And then you jump down to the 15th verse. So the wall was finished. On the 25th day of October the 2nd is what it really was, the 25th day of Elul. In 52 days, they built the walls all around Jerusalem. And it happened when all the enemies heard of it and all the nations around us saw these things that they were very disheartened in their own eyes. Why? For they perceived that this work was done by our God. Wow. Even the enemy recognized, you know what? It's no way that these guys could have done this in 52 days. No way. It had to be their God. Do people look at us sometimes and say, it had to be their God? This just don't happen. This was old boo-boo over here. He was a drunk. He was a drug addict. Look at him now. He's up praising God. What happened? It had to be their God. So, saints, my thought today is, I can't stop. I can't stop now. And so God has given us some word to help us to keep on going, not to stop. Amen. In John 9:4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night is coming when no man can work. What was Jesus saying? I got to go to the cross. I can't stop now. I see Jones over there. I can't stop now. I see Jesse over there. I can't stop now. I got to make my way to the cross. Thank you, God. Philippians 3:13. See, you can go through some things. You can have some hard times. You can be done wrong. You can been ripped off. It don't matter what it's been. Your God is greater than any situation you've ever been in. Why? Because he's the one who had brought you out anyway. He's the one who brought us out to this point. Paul said, brethren and sisters too, I do not count myself to have apprehended or arrived, but this one thing I do. I'm forgetting those things that are behind, and I'm reaching forward to the things ahead. He said, I'm pressing. I'm in the press. I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. He knew he was headed to Nero's chopping block. He said, I can't stop now. I got to keep on preaching down in Corinth. And I got to go down to Philippi. I got to preach God's word. I got to encourage Timothy. I can't stop now. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You're going to reap the blessings of the Lord. The glory of God will be revealed in your life. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 24:12. And because lawlessness will abound, because wickedness shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. We see it every day now. We see stuff that makes no sense. He said, but he who endures to the end will be saved. The one who gets it in his heart, I can't stop now. I got to keep on moving. God has brought me this far. We've come this far by faith. leaning on the Lord. Oh, he never failed me yet. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, oh, my God, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God has given us scripture. He has given us instances where we can see that we can stand for him no matter what's going on. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. My children is gone. My health is gone. My riches is gone. But one thing I know, that if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. The Hebrew boys were threatened with the fiery furnace. And they said, listen, I can't stop now. We have no need of talking to you. Our God is able to deliver us. And if he don't deliver us, we know he's able. Daniel said, listen, I got to pray 3 times a day. I don't care what trap has been set for me. I got to open up my windows. And I got to call upon the Lord. Throw me in the lion's den if you want to. But I can't stop now. I can't stop now. Thank you, Jesus. So we bless God on today. We bless the name of the Lord on today. Abraham said, I can't stop now. Because God promised me a city. God promised me a city whose builder and maker is God. He told me I got to keep on moving. He said, because you're the patriarch now. Isaac is coming after you. And Jacob is coming after you. And there's seeds of Abraham that's going to come out of you by faith. He said, I can't stop now. Well, go and offer up your son, your only son, the son you love. Put him on the altar, sacrifice him. And no, people probably wondered, is he going to do it? Abraham said, I can't stop now. I got marching orders. God's told me what to do. Where's the knife? Tie him down. Get the fire ready. I can't stop now. And right in the nick of time, God sent an angel, say, Abraham, stop, man. Over there, you'll see a ram in the bush. I want to let somebody know today there's a ram in the bush for you. Amen. Don't stop now. Don't stop praying. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop praising. Don't stop worshiping. Don't stop now. Amen. Let's move on toward victory. Amen. Victory in Jesus. Amen. This powerful name of Jesus. Amen. No other name I know. Don't get weary, saints, in well-doing. Yes. Don't stop now. Whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you trusted him for, he's going to do it. If he promised you he's going to do it, he's going to do it, because the scripture says God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. Oh, God, resurrect the dreams of your people today, God. In the name of Jesus, give us strength today, Lord God. Give us to get our mind off this world and get our mind on Jesus. Get your mind on Jesus. We're going to have a time. Thank you, God. I'm done. Man, I am done. I just want to encourage someone today. Don't stop now. We all have our trials. We have our situations. We have thorns in the flesh sometime. Don't stop now. I can see light at the end of the tunnel. I can see the finish line. I can see the tape stretched across. And I want to run hard and I want to lean forward. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course, and henceforth laid up for me a crown of righteousness that the Lord himself will give me, and not to me only, but to all of those who love his appearing. Do you love him today? Do you love him today? Let's give God praise today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I pray today, Father, somebody today, God. Maybe in the overflow, maybe in the sanctuary, maybe online. Somebody today, God, need the strength, oh God, not to stop, but to go forward. And I pray today, God, that you encourage the hearts and the minds of your people, that you remove stumbling blocks, Father, that you would strengthen the hands of your people today. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Those who still tell them to steal no more. Those who've been bound by drugs and alcohol, tell them it's a better way, God. Those who's on the fence and they're trying to figure out, is this God thing real? I don't know about the God thing, but this Jesus is real. Give someone to know in the heart today, they need to quit striving. They need to quit fighting. And they need to start calling upon your name, knocking on your door, seeking you with everything in their heart, God. Touch someone today. The enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise God.